A long, long time ago, in India, a Brahmin, who was a holy man and a scholar, was walking down a dusty, lonesome road. It was the middle of the afternoon, and no one else was around. He paused to rest himself under the shade of a leafy green tree. He looked out at the countryside. Out in the field, an old ox was pulling a giant millstone around and around, crushing the grain. Everything was peaceful. But as he walked farther down the road and came to a bend, he heard the most terrible yowling, the most terrible ferocious roars. When he looked around the corner, there he saw a tiger caught in a trap. The tiger clawed at the bars of the cage, but he could not get out. He gnashed his teeth at them, but he was caught fast. When the tiger saw the Brahmin, he began to plead and beg with him. "Brother Brahmin," he cried, "Brother Brahmin, you are a holy man. You must be kind to all, even to the beasts, even to a tiger like me. Please set me free." "I am indeed a holy man," said the Brahmin, "but that does not make me a fool. If I let you out of that cage, Brother Tiger, you will certainly pounce on me and eat me up. I'm sorry, but you must stay in the cage."
"No, no, please, I give you my word. I promise on my honor," said the tiger. "I will not pounce upon you. I will not eat you up. Please, Brother Brahmin, set me free."
The Brahmin's heart was moved to pity. So he lifted the latch and he opened the door of the cage. No sooner was the tiger free than he pounced upon the Brahmin, pinning him into the dust. "You foolish Brahmin, I have not eaten for 3 days. What made you think I would keep my promise once I was free?"
"Brother Tiger," said the Brahmin, "you gave me your word."
"What good is the word of a tiger when he needs a meal? Now I shall make you my dinner." But the Brahmin, being a scholar, was also an eloquent man. He pleaded for his life, and in the end, the tiger lifted his paw. "If," said the tiger, "you can find one creature who will stand in your defense, I will set you free. You may ask any three beings, whether they are dust or plant or beast or man, I care not. Since you are a Brahmin, I know that you will keep your word. After you have asked your question 3 times, I expect you to return here with whoever will defend you, if you can find such a one. Now go." The tiger sat down to wait, and the Brahmin turned and scurried away, hoping that he could find one good soul on this dusty, lonesome road. Suddenly, he realized the road, the earth itself from which all things come, the generous earth. "I shall ask the road beneath my feet." "Road," he said, "dear road, tell me, whose side do you take? Do you think I should become a tiger's meal, or should the tiger honor his promise and let me go free? Tell me, will you stand in my defense?" The voice of the road rose up, tired and dusty. "Brother Brahmin," said the road, "I carry people from one place to another. But do I get any word of thanks? No, I get nothing but the droppings of their animals and the ashes tipped out of their pipes. I have learned that there is a natural course of things, and it does not always please us. I cannot stand in your defense against the tiger." "I understand," said the Brahmin. He looked up the way he had come, and he saw the tree with the sweet green leaves that had offered him shade that hot afternoon. The kind tree. "I shall ask the tree." But when he asked the tree whose side it would take, the tree rustled its leaves and said, "Brother Brahmin, I stand here unable to move from one place to another. I offer shade to all the weary travelers. But do any of them thank me? No, they snap off my branches to make fans for themselves or to feed to their animals. That is my fate. Perhaps it is your fate to become the meal of a tiger. I will not stand in your defense." "I see," said the Brahmin. He turned to look out at the fields, and there he saw the ox still pulling the heavy millstone. "The ox," he said, "the ox is a hard-working beast who has felt the kindness of humans. Perhaps the ox will stand in my defense." But when he went out to the field and stopped the ox from her endless walking in circles, the ox shook her heavy head. "Brother Brahmin, when I gave milk, I was fed the finest grain. I made my bed on the softest straw. But now that I have no more milk to give, this is my fate, to spend my days endlessly turning in circles underneath the hot sun. I have no loyalties to man, and I will not stand in your defense.
I see, said the Brahmin. Then I know what my fate will be. True to his word, the Brahmin began to walk back towards the tiger and the trap. But before he had made it very far, he heard the sound of paws on gravel behind him. When he turned to look, there was a jackal. The jackal's fur was wild and gray and spotted. Its eyes seemed to look in two directions at once. One ear stood straight up and the other flopped down. Its tongue lolled out of its mouth, and the Brahmin simply shook his head. What do you want, Brother Jackal? Have you come to laugh at me in my hardest hour? Laugh at you, Brother Brahmin, laugh at you. I saw that you were sad, and perhaps, I thought, perhaps I can help him. What's the trouble? And he cocked his head to the side so sincerely that the Brahmin told him. You see, I came to a tiger caught in a trap. My heart was moved with compassion. He promised he would not pounce on me and eat me up, and so I set him free. But now he says that I must be his meal, for I have found no one to stand in my defense. The jackal scratched one ear and cocked his head to the other side. I don't understand. I met a tiger in a trap. Yes, yes, no, no, you what? I was walking down this road, said the Brahmin, and I came to a tiger caught in a trap. Then I set him free. You what? I'm very sorry, Brother Brahmin, to trouble you, but you see, I am a jackal with very little brain, and I simply cannot picture it. May I come along with you, and perhaps then I will understand? I would be glad of the company, said the Brahmin, and the two made their way back to the tiger. What is this? Said the tiger. Have you found someone to stand in your defense? No, no, said the Brahmin, only this foolish jackal who cannot understand what has happened. If you will give me 5 minutes, I think I will make it clear to him. Very well, said the tiger. Go on. The Brahmin explained again. I came here to this trap, and there I saw the tiger caught inside. Do you see? The jackal stared hard at the tiger. He stared hard at the trap. You came to this tiger, and you saw inside him was a trap. Yes, I see. No, said the tiger. What foolishness is this? Now listen. This is a trap. Do you see? Oh, yes, yes, said the jackal eagerly. I am the tiger. Do you see? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I see. I was inside the trap. Do you see? Yes, yes, yes. Now I see, said the jackal. I was inside the trap and the Brahmin came walking by. No, I wasn't inside the trap. You fool, said the tiger. I, the tiger, was inside the trap. Yes, you, the tiger, were inside the trap. How did you come to be inside the trap? In the usual way, said the tiger. What do you think? Ah, yes, of course, in the usual way. I don't see. He turned all around. He scratched one ear and then the other. What is the usual way? This is the usual way, you foolish creature. I, the tiger, was inside the trap. And the tiger walked slowly and carefully inside the trap. He turned around and he looked out of the trap at the jackal. Now do you see? Yes, yes, now I understand, cried the jackal. He leapt up and with one bound he had closed the door of the trap, and the tiger was caught fast again. And, said the jackal, I see that my brother Brahmin may go free, and you, brother tiger, will remain in the trap as you should have all along. And with that, the Brahmin and the jackal parted ways. And the Brahmin took away with him a valuable lesson, that sometimes the best defense is to be a bit of a fool.